Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8. The Lord slays the king of the demons. Text number 5. Shri Hiranyakashipuravacha. He Durvinita Mandatman. Kulabeda Karadama. Stabdhamachcha. Sanodritam. Yeshe Ivadya Yam Yamashayam. Shri Hiranyakashipur Uvacha. The Blessed Hiranyakashipu said. So why is it Hiranyakashipu is blessed? I thought he was a demon. What's that? Yes, he'll become. Eventually, he'll go back to the spiritual world. Hey. Oh. Durvinita. Most impudent. Manda Atman. Oh, stupid fool. Kulabeda Kara, who are bringing about a disruption in the family. Adama, O lowest of mankind. Stubdam, most obstinate. Mats Shasana, from my ruling. Udritam, going astray. Neshe, I shall bring. Twa, you. Adya, today. Yamashayam, to the place of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. Purport. Translation purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakashipu said, O most impotent, most unintelligent disruptor of the family, O lowest of mankind, you have violated my power to rule you, and therefore you are an obstinate fool. Today I shall send you to the place of Yamaraj. Purport. Hiranyakashipu condemned his Vaishnava son Prahlad for being Dura Vinita, ungentle, uncivilized, or impudent. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura, however, has derived a meaning from the word Dura Vinita by the mercy of the goddess of learning, Saraswati. He says that Du refers to this material world. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna in his instruction in Bhagavad Gita that this material world is Dukhalyam, full of material conditions. Vi means vishesha, specifically, and nita means brought in. By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Prahlad Maharaj was especially brought to this material world to teach people how to get out of the material condition. Lord Krishna says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. When the entire population or part of it becomes forgetful of his own duty, Krishna comes. When Krishna is not present, the devotee is present. But the mission is the same, to free the poor conditioned souls from the clutches of the Maya that chastises them. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura further explains that the word mandatman means manda, very bad or very slow in spiritual realization. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.10, Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya. Prahlad Maharaj is the guide of all the mandas, or bad living entities, under the influence of Maya. He is the benefactor even of the slow and bad living entities in this material world. Kula Beda Kara Dhamma. By his actions, Prahlad Maharaj made great personalities who establish big, big families seem insignificant. Everyone is interested in his own family and making his dynasty famous. Prahlad Maharaj was so liberal that he made no distinction between one living entity and another. Therefore, he was greater than the great Prajapatis who established their dynasties. The word stubdham means obstinate. A devotee does not care for the instructions of the asuras. When they give instructions, he remains silent. The devotee cares about the instructions of Krishna, not those of demons or non-devotees. He does not give any respect to a demon, even though the demon is his father, even though the demon be his father. Much chan san nod vritam. Prahlad Maharaj was disobedient to the orders of his demoniac father. Yama Shayam. Every conditioned soul is under the control of Yamaraj. But Harini Kashyapu said he considered Prahlad Maharaj his deliverer. Prahlad would stop Harini Kashyapu's repetition of birth and death. Because Prahlad Maharaj, being a great devotee, was better than any yogi, Harini Kashyapu was to be brought among the society of bhakti yogis. Who knows? Could be amongst us here now. Thus, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained these words in a very interesting way so that it can be interpreted from the side of Saraswati, the mother of learning. So if you did a regression, you found out in some previous life you were Haranyakashipu, would you be happy about that, or how would you feel? What's that? Would be good. What happens if you're one of Haranyakashipu's followers? Better be Haranyakashipu. Haranyakashipu said, "O most impotent, most unintelligent disruptor of the family, although it's among mankind, you have violated my power to rule you. And therefore you are an obstinate fool. Today I shall send you to the place of Yamaraj." It mentions here in the purport that when the entire population or part of it becomes forgetful of its own duty. So this is the first thing we have to do. Well, the second thing we have to do is find out what our duty is. Because as it mentions in Bhagavad Gita, there are five principal categories of there are five subjects in the Bhagavad Gita. And of course everyone knows this. Right, Shravaniya? Manaji? You know the five subject matters of the Bhagavad Gita? Yes, that's one. Purusha, two. Three. Karma. He said that with a kind of like doubtful. Anyhow, that was due to your karma. And the last one? What is the thing that's controlling the whole universe? It's called, what's that?
Kala,
yes. So there is Purusha, Prakriti, then there is Karma, Kala, and Karma. So these are the five subject matters, and four of them are eternal, which means that they can't change. What are the four that can change? Bhakti Devi. We put you on the spot. Okay. Well, that was an honest answer. Ananta, what are the four things that don't change?
Everything except karma.
Okay. That's a fair answer. So karma is the only thing that changes. So what does karma depend upon? When do we get karma and when we don't get karma? Srinda Gopal. What's that? I know, but when do we, if karma is the one thing that can change, how do we change karma?
By proper action.
And what is proper action?
Practice.
Yeah, right. Follow Krishna's instructions. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita about following his instructions?
Well,
no, we'll ask your wife. What does Krishna say at the end of Bhagavad Gita about following his instructions? Does he say you can do, well, follow my instructions or follow someone else's instructions?
He says to leave all other religions and just follow and surrender to him.
Yeah, so he wants us to follow his instructions. He doesn't say, well, you know, flip a coin, my instructions, someone else's instructions. It's all the same, you know, it's all one. We got to make everyone happy. So he said, follow my instructions. And where do we find Krishna's instructions? Yes. Yes. So we have to find out from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, what are Krishna's instructions? And if we serve them, then what happens? If we follow them? What's your name, Mataji? What happens when we follow Krishna? What happens when we follow Krishna's instructions? What happens?
Our devotional service is better and better.
What energy do we come under? Yes, the Daivi Prakriti. Instead of coming, there's Prakriti, but there's beyond the material energy, there's Daivi Prakriti, the spiritual energy. So we want to come under the spiritual energy. And what happens when we come under the spiritual energy? What's the difference? What's the difference in the experience? You get a big D on your chest. Says D. You can put on a t-shirt, D, for Daivi Prakriti. What's the difference in the experience? What's the difference in the experience? What's your name?
Loka.
Loka, like the planet or something? Luka. Luka, what is, Bhakti Luka, what is the difference in the experience between the internal energy and the external energy?
The internal energy, we are acting in our constitutional position. We are not serving our senses, but serving Krishna.
Yeah, but what's the difference in experience? So what if we're serving Krishna? What's the difference in how we experience things? Why do we want to serve? Why do we want to be under the internal energy? Ananta.
Blissful.
Yeah, anyone want to be blissful? A couple of us. How many of us want to be miserable all the time? Why are you raising your hand? Anyhow, we're under the internal, external energy, that's why we're miserable, but we want to become happy. So we have to follow Krishna's instructions. The Daivi Prakriti. Ashritya. Mahatmanas tumam partha, Daivi Prakriti ashritya. Vajatnyananya manaso, gyatva bhutudim avyam. Those who are great souls, they're under my internal energy, because they're Mahatmanas tumam partha, Daivi Prakriti. They've taken shelter of the internal energy. Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritim ashritya bhajantnyananya manaso. And what are they doing? Mataji, what are the great devotees doing? Yeah, or your sister in back of you.
I'm not wearing glasses, so I can't tell.
Okay. I'm not wearing glasses either. What are the great devotees do? To become under the internal energy of Krishna. Yeah, they're engaged in devotional service. Bhajan, bhajan. They're worshipping Krishna with bhajan. And what is that bhajan? Is it very complicated? They go to college for 15 years to study how to worship Krishna. What are they doing? What are the devotees doing? Yeah, something like that. They're doing it, but how are they doing it? Yes. They're doing Shravanam Kirtana, but how?
With intention to please
Krishna. Yeah, that's good. But with Satatam Kirtiyantomam, Itantascham, Dridha Vrataha, with great determination, unwavering. Bhajantnyananya manas. Satatam Kirtiyantomam, Itantascha, Dridha Vrataha. Namasyantashmam bhaktya, and they're bowing down before Krishna, humbly. So they have the mood of devotion and service, and steadily. It's always repeated. Satatam kirtanam tamam yatantas chadrila vrtaha namasantas mam bhaktyat nityuto pasate. So they're doing it, and what happens? Krishna says, and therefore that's the subject matter. Machita machkata prana bodhiyantas parashparam. When we hear from the devotees, that's the subject matter. How to do our service with more determination, more steadily, and with more surrender, more loving enthusiasm. Love and humility go together. Surrender, love, and humility, they all go together. Tesham satatam yuktanam bhajantam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upyantite. To those who are constantly devoted to worshiping me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So, which one part of that constantly devoted, worshiping me with love, which is the part which is dritta, vrata? Well, we have two verses here. We have tesham satatam yuktanam bhajantam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upyantite. So part of it says, they're serving Krishna constantly with enthusiasm. And the other verse says, they're dritta vrataha, firm vow and surrender. So which one is in line with constantly? Is it firm vow or is it surrender? Is that a guess? You might as well say, as Jayadvaita Swami said, and he wrote a book called Strong Thinking and, Strong Thinking and Strong Speaking. Clear Thinking and Strong Speaking. So he said, if you don't know the answer, you're guessing, you might as well say it with strongly. Because at least you got half of it right. And even if you're wrong, you still got half right. But if you say it, oh, I don't know, you know, and you say it anyhow, then you got the whole thing wrong if you got it wrong. So which one is it? Yes, see how strong? Strongly. Yeah, dritta vrataha, and at the same time, satatam yuktana, always engaged. So why is it that people deviate from their vow? Why is it that they're not firmly engaged? Why is it that they're not constantly devoted to Krishna? Whose fault is it? The process? Shravana. Is it the process' fault? No. Is it Bhakti Devi's fault? Whose fault is it? It's Kama Asha, it's lust's fault. We know who to blame now. I'm beating on you. Why are you beating me? I'm not beating you. It's my anger that's beating you. I'm innocent. Cupid. I knew it was someone's fault. Couldn't be mine. No, either we surrender to Krishna or we surrender to the external energy. And then our service is broken. As soon as we surrender to the material energy, then our service is broken. Then it's no more dritta. It's no more yukta, satatam yukta. And then what's happening? Then we fall into the material nature and we lose our taste for devotional service. It's no longer, our priti is finished. Or our namasyan, or our surrender is finished. So devotional service is practicing, hearing what Krishna wants us to do, finding out what Krishna wants us to do, and then Krishna will give us the intelligence if we want that, and then what's the next stage after we find out what Krishna wants us to do, and Krishna tells us what he wants us to do? What's the next thing? We do it, yes, amazing. Who could ever thought of that? Yes, we actually do it. And then what happens when we actually do it? What's that?
We did it.
We have a check mark. I did it. I'm finished with this thing. I'm going back to my mom. No, what happens? How does Krishna reciprocate when we actually do it?
We are blessed.
We're blessed. The good fairy comes.
Then.
What's that?
Then we are blessed.
Blessed. Bless. What happens when we're blessed? What's our experience?
We get more.
We get more. More service to do. Yeah. I'm working hard. I was only working 15 hours a day. Now it's 25. All right. Soon it'll be 29. Get more of what?
Experience.
Yes, I got more experience. I didn't know what it was like working 29 hours a day. Now I know. Ananda.
More bliss.
See, he's always blissful. So, you know.
Bliss
and enlightenment. Tesham eva nukamparatam ahama jnana jam tamaha na shamyam yatma bhavishto jnana dipena bhashvata. Out of compassion for them, I dwell in their heart. So it's not that we did so much and, you know, we put our, in America they have these cards you clock in for your job. And you get paid according to how much hours you work. So we put in so many hours and, you know, 15 hours, 300 hours, 5,000. 5,000 hours, I'm pure devotee now. I clocked in 5,000 hours. All right, where's the bliss? Send it. And Krishna says, yes, here it comes. Open the doors. No, we put in our service, we try hard, we try and follow the instructions, but ultimately it depends on Krishna's compassion. When he sees that we're trying to be sincere, serious in spite of any obstacle, we keep on striving, then not because Krishna's forced to give us his mercy. Krishna says, you know, what can I do? I'm forced. Karma among monks. I put in the work and Krishna gives us the result. No, out of compassion, when Krishna sees our sincerity, then he blesses us with genuine spiritual experience. That is, tesham eva nukamba ahama jnana jam tamaha. Then he enlightens us, he reveals himself within the heart, and we become blissful and see things as they actually are. Our senses become enlivened with spiritual energy, and everything is revealed. And it all depends upon our accepting what Krishna has to say through Guru, Sadhana, and Shastra, understanding what Krishna has to say, and then be willing to do it, and then be willing to do it with more and more enthusiasm, more and more steadily and enthusiastic, and then the result is that we come under the internal energy more and more and more until we can't live without the spiritual energy, just like the fish cannot live outside of water. Then we become... Everything becomes clear all the time, what Krishna wants us to do, and we do it with great steadiness and enthusiasm, and therefore we're completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness under the internal energy by Krishna's mercy, and the mercy of his representatives. So, Hiranyakashipu was criticizing Prahlad. You don't know what to do. In other words, he thought he was God, and that Prahlad was supposed to serve him all the time. And Prahlad thought he was a demon, and he shouldn't serve him any of the time. Any time. So that's the difference between the demon and the devotee. The devotee thinks I should serve Krishna all the time, and the demon thinks I should serve the demons all the time. But Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee, and Hiranyakashipu was a demon, and therefore, as they say in English, never the twain shall meet. They'll never agree with each other. Therefore, Hiranyakashipu needed a serious operation in order to change his opinion of things. And it took three of them, actually. He was so absorbed in the illusory energy. He had to take three births, and then finally he realized maybe he should change his mind. But he had one birth, his intestines got ripped out. He didn't change his mind the next birth. He came back as... is Ravana, and then he got an arrow in his heart, that still didn't change his heart very much. And then he got his head cut off and he realized, well, this is getting serious. I better change my mind. Nothing seems to work out. Maybe I should look for something else. And he came back as Madai and Jagai. And then they changed their mind and became pure devotees. Took a while, but it worked. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? In other words, if we don't learn by hearing Krishna's instructions, then the material nature will come, or Krishna will come personally and teach us a lesson until we finally get the understanding proper. Any questions, comments? Any silence? Anyone wants silence? Let's all be silent for 1 minute. Say a prayer for Hiranyakashipu. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, how to become more determinate in service, in whatever?
Give up sex desire. Every time you see a lady, think that this is my mother. Unless you're married. Then you can think that this is my wife. Otherwise, see every lady and think that this is my mother. Or every lady should see every man, except for her husband, and think that this is my son. Then one will become very determined. There won't be any reason not to be determined. Because the whole material world will become very boring. Material energy will become boring without that. It says at the beginning, as I said before, that Brahma created man and he had nothing to do. And then he created a woman who was fully engaged. So if we see all living entities as spiritual beings, and don't, then we won't be, we'll be fully determined to engage in Krishna's service. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.